1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more information, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only.
Get to Nissan for the offer you need on the Nissan you want during the Nissan Now sales event. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer now.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Where the heck is Tina?
Can you hear a pit of pain?
Must be late.
She's not over there.
And must be late. Happy to the chair's empty. Is
your
I don't see a purse.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to
walk
in the shade with those blue
this kind of mellows everybody out this time of day, you know.
That's right.
Stress
right.
is starting to leave already, leaving your body.
It's not whether you win or lose, it's how drunk you get.
That's right.
Well, I don't appreciate that. I think that's good advice for the young people.
I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
You know who has become extremely, not wealthy because she was wealthy anyway, but in the last 3 days, a lady who has just locked in, I don't know exactly how much money, but,
Whitney Houston?
Thousands and thousands. No, Whitney Houston is one. That would be one answer. But you know who else has gotten even probably more money? Dolly Parton.
Really?
Dolly Parton wrote, "And I Will Always Love You."
Oh, that's right.
And if you've been following she wrote it and recorded it and sang it herself. It was a country hit.
Huh.
And, you know, I've been looking at some of the stories on the sales of Whitney Houston records, and only one cable news outlet did a feature on, and I kept waiting for it, what about Dolly Parton? And sure enough, finally one channel did a story citing the fact that Dolly Parton is probably going to get fatter checks than ever before in the mail because she's going to reap the benefits of what's happened here by having written that song. Songwriters make, in many cases, far more money than the performers make.
Does she have hundreds of millions of dollars, you think? It has to be
Dolly
that, right?
Parton?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Like 500 million, you think?
Oh, I would certainly think she has 500
she
million.
She has Dollywood.
She has not just Dollywood. Dolly Parton is involved in
well, the Dixie Stampede,
but I years ago I had a list of all the things that Dolly Parton is involved in that she either is part owner in or total owner. It's unbelievable. She is an tycoon beyond most people. What most people would give the definition of tycoon. She's apparently a very, very bright businesswoman, and she's smart because she plays that dumb hick country.
Ditzy. You know,
it takes a lot. It's real expensive to look this cheap.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, stuff like that.
Right.
And she pulls that off real well. And the other weird thing about Dolly to me is this relationship with her husband. What's his name?
I don't think I've ever seen him.
Dean.
I don't know.
His last name is Dean.
Nice set of Hooters you got there.
Look it up, Peon. look up the name of Dolly Parton's husband. I think it's something Dean, like Roy Dean or something. This guy, boy, you talk about a gravy train. You never see the guy. I've seen him a couple
milk
of times.
Milk train.
Gravy train.
Oh.
Carl
Dean.
I see. Carl
milk
Dean.
Train.
Yeah, Carl Dean is her husband. Now, I've always wondered.
Oh, here's a picture. I mean, he's in a nice lavender satin suit next to Dolly.
Well, that's one of the few times the guy's ever put a suit on, because when I've seen pictures of him, he's just in a baseball cap and some blue jeans and just kind of taking it easy. But Carl Dean, I just wonder, how often does he get any of that, do you think? I mean, is Dolly ever
Are they
even
still doing it, you think?
I don't know. Oh, I wonder about that stuff because, you know, they're married. They're still married. And she said one time in an interview, somebody asked her, what about your marriage? How do you keep your marriage together? And she said something to the effect of, you know, he has his life, I have mine.
Oh, here's an article right here from 07.
Dolly Parton. Share it with us.
Dolly Parton hints that she has an open marriage.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly
really?
Right. Which means somebody is getting to play with those fun bags.
Oh. Now, fun bags.
I'd like
cow.
To get a little more information on like how come nobody has ever kissed and told about Dolly. You know, nobody has ever come forward and said, "Yeah, my 3-year affair with Dolly Parton." But here's what's interesting: she's from a part of the country and appeals to a segment of America that's that Bible Belt, you know.
Yeah, that's weird. She's got an open marriage.
Yet, it hasn't seemed to hurt her career, just like when Reba left her husband to go marry her drummer. You know, initially there were some Bible thumpers. "Well, I can't believe, I thought you were a Christian girl." It's interesting. It's just interesting to me what people can do and get away with, even though it just is completely contradictory to the beliefs of the people who follow them. That's how crazy they are about them. They just, you know, turn a blind eye and go, "Well, you know, that's her personal life." And so Dolly can have the typical showbiz open marriage, and her fans are crazy about it.
I take a dive into those things, even at whatever age she is.
Oh, well, yeah.
How old do you think she is?
It says in those 2007 articles she was 61 at the time, so 65, 66.
Wow. Yeah, had to work done, admits it. She's very open about it, but it's...
She calls her bosoms her show dogs.
Her show dogs? Didn't she
40
didn't she
double
start
D's
on the Grand Ole Opry with...
Don't interrupt him when he said 40
we're
double
talking
D's.
About boots here, Dan.
Oh,
yeah, not the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, nothing jumps in and overpowers the discussion when the topic is boobs. What did you say?
She started the Grand Ole Opry with... Or started in the Grand
Ole
Opry.
By the way,
Dan,
it's not Grand Old Opry.
Or Ole.
Yeah, O-L-E.
Okay,
yeah,
Ole.
Idiot.
Grand Ole Opry with Porter Wagner, right?
Well, they didn't start the Grand Ole.
No, I know that, but she started. That's how she got her start.
She was on his TV show. And by the way, a guy I have absolutely no desire to hear anything he ever did, Porter Wagner.
Oh, my goodness.
You talk about going back to the twangiest, most hillbilly. That's not country music. That's hillbilly music.
And he wore all those sparkly suits?
Yeah. I loved his clothes. I thought, you know, the nudie suits.
Nudie
is the guy who designed the sequin jackets. He designed clothes for Elvis Presley, for Marty Stewart, for Porter Wagner, for hundreds of big celebrities. The guy's name is Nudie, and they became known as Nudie suits, and they're filled with sequins and all these weird. But that was the country look back then.
Yeah, that's one part of music I've never had any interest in.
Well, it's a fascinating a part of the music world, and I'll tell you why. Because country music has become almost undefinable. You can't describe it to anybody because you have your typical Kenny Chesney cowboy hat. You still have a few of the old school Porter Wagner jacket wearing people, the Merle Haggards. But then you got a guy like Blake Shelton who doesn't wear a cowboy hat at all, doesn't look like, he could just as easily be singing Josh Groban's music or something. So it's all over the place. You have women who, they used to all look like Loretta Lynn. Their hair was 8 feet high, and it was just hideous looking. Now look at Miranda Lambert. Look at Carrie Underwood. Look at, they even considered Taylor Swift. They've welcomed her into the country music world, too. They don't look anything like those people used to. So you can't peg it. You can't label it. You can't put a visual
and
to country music or even a sound to country music.
No, a lot of those people are crossover, too. I mean, you got Taylor Swift that'll cross over to pop.
And you had the people who were the first to really do that well were people like Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. Look at 9 to 5. That was a huge top 40 hit, 9 to 5. It wasn't just a country song. And I Will Always Love You has been recorded by so many people. The biggest, most successful in sales was Whitney Houston. So Dolly is...
Getting some more money.
On one hand, you know, Dolly's got to be saying, "I'm really sorry to hear about Whitney, but woohoo, you know, money's rolling in." You know, if you're honest about it. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon, minus one. What you're going to hear today is three people carrying the load that should be done by four people because Tina went
I'm
into
some... I'm not carrying
some,
the load. What are you talking about?
Carrying a load?
Tina went into some, you know what?
He always goes in the gutter lately. Have you noticed
And
that?
You joined him.
Who are you talking about, Frank? Going in the gutter?
Yeah, me. Now, Tina had some pretty major stuff. She had some bone grafting done to her bones under her gums, and implant work today, so it's heavy duty.
What a baby.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. Because even though it is, I believe she's out now and home. Why? Maybe it's just me. I'd be working today.
I thought it was funny the other day when she came in after having worked mouth work done.
Oh, my goodness.
She was mush mouth all day.
Well, she did. No, you know what? What you just did, you're thinking about Hadley. You're listening to
Hadley. Oh, that's right, dude.
Yeah. I have surgery every day, David.
Yeah, Hadley's like he went to the dentist every day, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You go to the dentist? No,
yeah. Hadley sounds like he went to a dentist who used that special permanent Novocaine that never wears off.
He doesn't get any teeth work done. He just gets the Novocaine shots in my mouth.
Yeah, thanks, Doc.
Yeah, he has a doctor. You know, like these enabling doctors that give all these prescriptions. Right. He has a doctor who is real free with the Novocaine. Yeah, John, you need some more Novocaine? No problem. Yeah,
put it right here, dude.
He walks in and he goes, "Hey, Doc, I'm starting to talk a little clear right now."
Yeah. Wearing off.
Hey, give me some stuff.
Hey, John, good to see you back in the office. Well, thanks, Doc. Good to be. Oh, wait a minute, John. I can understand. Get in the chair, quick. I can understand every word you said. So, welcome to the show. This is an easy day today. I always know an hour before if we're going to have a lot of time to take phone calls, and we are today because there's a lull. You know, the Whitney thing is. Thank goodness that's dying down a little, that talk, and we're not going to hear as much of that "I will always love you" thing that I'm sick of hearing. There's really just not a lot. So we give you an opportunity to throw anything you want at us. You want to talk about this show, stuff you hate, stuff you love, that's fine. You want to talk about, we don't care, anything. Here are the numbers. Throughout the next 2 hours and 40 minutes or so, we'll kind of leave it up to you, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Phones are already lighting up. I do want to mention that today is my wife's birthday. Her birthday is the day after.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. The day after Valentine's Day. And, Bruce, give me a little love music, if you would, because I think I've done something that says it all about, you know, my level of being a romantic connoisseur of love.
Well, that's tough, having Valentine's Day and a birthday back-to-back.
Not when you're me, it's not, because I know how to double up on love, and I'll tell you how I did it. Last night, now her birthday is today, but yesterday was Valentine's Day, and women are very interesting to me. Not just my wife, but all women. I went in and I bought 2 dozen roses and took them home. Yeah.
Wow.
Took them home last night. And what's funny is when I'm at the place where I got them, a lady said to me as I'm paying, she says, "Well, somebody has 2 girlfriends. I said, "Yes, and I'm married." And but what's interesting is they assumed it was for 2 different women. I said, "No, 2 dozen roses are for my wife." And then more than one woman said, "Well, this is one lucky woman."
Right.
Just because you doubled up on the roses.
Yeah.
And here's the kind of guy I am. Everybody buys 1 dozen roses. You want to stand out? You want to be the king of romance? Get 2 dozen. Because when you put them in the vase and they pop open real big, it looks like a 100 roses.
I'd really stand out. I'd buy 1.
Oh, you do.
Yes.
Yeah, you stand out or down or something. But it's funny, as I'm going to the car, then another woman getting in her car, she says, "Wow, somebody is very lucky. What is that? That's a couple of them. Just because it was 2 and not 1.
Isn't that weird? Just
so gentlemen, if you want to stand out and get women to go goofy, it's simple. You just do a simple thing like get, 2 dozen instead of 1. Now, she cooked dinner last night. Now keep
what?
In mind. I know. Hold on.
Hold on here.
No, hold on. This is a once every 3 years occurrence. So I said, "What do you want to do for Valentine's Day? Do you want to go out?" She says, "No, I'm going to make something." Uh-oh. And I, at first, because I have a hearing problem,
yeah,
I thought, "Well,
what?
I misheard. Maybe she said I'm gonna make some reservations." Maybe I thought I misheard.
How was the macaroni and cheese?
No,
shake and bake.
No,
my hell.
No. You know, I shouldn't even say this.
Oatmeal.
What?
I shouldn't say what I'm about to say, because if it gets back to her, it's not gonna be pretty, and
no.
I don't want to hurt her feelings.
She's not listening.
My
is she?
No, heck no. My daughter called and said, you know, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day? I said, the usual, really nothing much. I said, I got your mom a couple dozen roses. And I said, and she's cooking dinner. Here's exactly what my daughter said. If my wife hears about this, my daughter said, do you think you're going to be able to eat it?
Oh, no.
And I said, man, oh, man, I'm not glad. I said, I told her, I said, I'm glad we're not on the speakerphone. You wouldn't be our daughter anymore. And I said, yeah, I'd tell her to be fine. And it was fine. It was just chicken breast with some capers or olives and onion, and it was baked in a dish. And she had a whole bunch of stuff written down in front of her because she has to have instructions because, you know, she's just not one of those people that can go in and start cooking.
Throw some things together, right?
So she took a lot of time. It took like 2 hours to do it, and it was edible. It was broccoli and rice and chicken, and then I ate it, and I'm not sick. So
you think it's going to start a trend here?
No, it won't start a trend at all. So that was it. That was Valentine's Day. And then tonight, for her birthday, we're going to go to a movie. I don't know which one. I'll let her pick it.
I bet it's going to be The Vow.
You can pretty much bet that's going
to
be it.
Well, back up to Valentine's Day. After the dinner and everything, did you get a little?
I got a little of the chicken.
Oh.
And a little of the rice and a little of the broccoli.
I think that's something another guy should ask another guy.
I think that's personal information, though the answer is no, it's personal information. And so then tonight we cap it off with the... And listen to Bruce knows exactly when to wrap it up. Take it home, Bruce. Well, how about that guy?
Wow.
Bruce Limpers. Bruce Limpers at the keyboard of the Steinway Baby Grand Piano. The phones are all lit up. Let's just jump in, take some calls. You all are filling in for Tina today. We start with Dean. Hello, Dean. How are you?
Hey, Frank, how's everybody doing today?
We're doing great today.
All right, you were talking about I Will Always Love You.
Yes.
Okay, do you know that Elvis Presley wanted to record that song?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, and he wanted to record it, and Colonel Parker wanted the rights to the song. Dolly Parton said, no way.
I do remember. In fact, I think Parker wanted 50% ownership of the song.
Yeah, he was wanting basically the whole thing, and Dolly Parton's too smart of a woman to give up something like that.
You know, I do remember reading that, and that Parker wanted to own everybody and everything he came in contact with. But you're right, Dolly was smart enough and said no.
Why would she ever agree to that? What's the benefit for her?
If she was a young songwriter, she was hurting for money, and young songwriters would just give something to get the, you know, because they don't know if that song's going to be a big hit.
No, and Dean's right. In a lot of cases, Parker had said, look, I'll give you $100,000, you walk away, we own the publishing rights to the song. And she didn't need the money, and she wasn't, you're right, she wasn't stupid enough to do it. But that's right. I forgot about that. He did try to buy it. And did you know that Elvis was supposed to be the star, the leading male role in A Star Is Born, and Kris Kristofferson did it?
Yes,
and Barbara Streisand wanted Presley. And
yes,
Parker,
I had read that someplace once before.
Parker put an end to that, too. So,
I'd be darned. Okay, there's something else I was just reading and found out about. Are you a fan of the Blues Brothers movie?
Yes and no. The last one they did, what was it, Blues Brothers 2000?
Oh, wait.
I'm talking the original Blues Brothers.
Yes.
Okay, the Dixie Square Mall.
Okay.
Is being torn down. If people that were fans of that show would just like to know that.
Oh, when they drove through the mall and
that's
stuff?
That's the mall they drove through up there by Chicago.
Oh, cool.
Right. Oh.
Well, but, now we know, thanks to Dean.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Dean. Sean is up. Hello, Sean.
Yeah, Sean. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I was wondering if you would allow me to promote our Boy Scout troop trivia night.
No. I'll tell you why. What I like to do is get emails about that stuff, and here's the reason, and I hope you'll understand this. If I let you do this, there will be all kinds of organizations of people who hear it, and then the phones light up, and all people want to do is, hey, we're having a trivia night, and we're having a bake sale. And then you have to say no, no, no to a bunch of people, and I don't like to do that, and I don't even like to say no to you, so I'm not going to. But what I am going to do is, after you do this, say to the rest of the audience, if you want to do this, shoot me an email, and I'll do what I can. So, in a couple of sentences, what do you have, Sean?
Boy Scout Troop 271, Bell Fountain Neighbors, Trivia Night, February the 18th, this Saturday. Doors open at 6. Trivia starts at 7.
Okay, thank you for making it brief.
Where is it?
And
Bell Fountain Neighbors, Bell Fountain United Methodist Church.
Okay.
Okay, and you do understand why everybody would love to get in with their event, and we just can't do them all. But I'm happy to do that one, okay?
I do, and I appreciate what you just did for me. Thank you.
All right,
John,
thank you. Greg is here. Hello, Greg.
I was down in listening to this over in the cornfields here in Illinois, and hello.
Yeah, we're
hey,
here.
Hey,
you're,
Greg.
You're,
oh, okay.
You're talking.
Thought I lost you.
No, we're here.
On the country music aspect, the primary reason that you can't see any guidance or any direction of the country music is because half of the people that are now country western stars did not come from the hills. They usually came from upper middle class rather than from the poor families and singing about, you know, all the woes of the country era. So that's been the primary reason that it's changed.
I would disagree, and I'll tell you why. I don't think it's half of them that would be in that situation, but I will tell you what I think changed it a lot is people like, not so much like Garth Brooks, except for the fact that Garth Brooks and a couple of other entertainers turned country concerts into pyrotechnic rock shows.
Oh, that's because Garth, one of his favorite bands was Kiss.
Well, and you can see that influence, and it used to be when a country group would hit the stage, it'd be the guitar player, the backup singers, and the band, and now so many of them have the, you know, sparklers and cannons and smoke pots and fog machines and multi... And I think it took a rock turn, and that's one of the things that happened. But you're right, there are some people in country music now where, unlike in the early days when everybody was a coal miner's daughter or, you know, from the shack in the hills of Tennessee, that seemed to be the case with just about everybody in the music. So I give you that, a partial credit there for that.
Okay, well, right. Thank you for taking my call, and have a great day in beautiful St. Louis.
All right, thank you, Greg.
Hey, I think that rock turn, though, opened the door for more people to enjoy country music or get into country more than...
No, it's true. It kept it from being labeled as just hillbilly, just a bunch of hicks.
That's really the only country music I ever listened to was Garth Brooks.
And Brooks and Dunn and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, now Brooks and Dunn... There's nothing rockish about Brooks and Dunn. They really are pretty traditional in their shows and their act. Nah, whatever. Let's go to Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Rob? The PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, quick question. You got the shotgun?
It's right here. Hang on. Go. Now, this is not a question. You said, it is a question. Go ahead.
Well, was long and hard and didn't get sucked on Valentine's night.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's not a joke. That's more of a riddle. What is it?
Whitney Houston's crack pipe.
Oh my God.
I'm not even going to...
No, you don't let it go. Let it go. No, let it go.
Whitney Houston's crack pipe.
Come on.
Come on.
All right, got to go.
thank you.
Oh, too soon. Call tomorrow with the laugh.
No, call at 4:30. It's too soon right now. Call back at 4:30.
Wow.
Before the break, Doug. Hello, Doug.
Hi, I'm AM in the PM.
Well, thank you. Everybody should be.
I'm going to follow up Whitney's crack pipe with some Porter Wagoner trivia.
Okay.
He's from West Plains, Missouri. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't aware, and I don't care much about Porter Wagoner, but go right ahead. But that's the reason I don't know anything about him, because I just never liked Porter Wagoner.
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty hickish, but you got to admit, with his clothes and his association with Dolly, that he definitely was part of that country music.
It was a huge part.
Of that, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's all I had, and I really enjoy your show.
I appreciate it. Thank you. That was that Rob or Doug?
Doug.
That was Doug. Hey, Doug. I'm going to do one more quick one. Daryl. Come in here, Daryl. How are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Daryl. How are you doing?
This is Daryl from St. Charles. I called about a month ago.
I recognize your voice. You have some throat issues or something.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got a real pet peeve over two commercials. They keep running and running.
All right.
The one is for pizza rolls, the two kids looking in the refrigerator, call their mom, and they can't see the box?
I've not seen that.
They call their mom and say, we're starving. And the box of pizza rolls is right there. And she says, look left, and there it is. And then the kid puts the phone in the freezer, and they go sit down and enjoy the pizza rolls.
Well, I've not seen that one. I'll watch for that.
I tell you, it's killing me. And the other one, is this charter communication with this date line down the middle of the room. And he says,
oh, I know this one.
Today I'm here, and tomorrow, and it's Happy Friday over here, and he's taking off his tie.
Yeah. I have seen that one. Well,
they play it repeatedly. See, I sit here, and I'm a couch potato, not much to do, and this has to come on 10, 15 times a day.
Well, I have a hard time criticizing repeated commercials that run endlessly because we're guilty of it here, and if I had hair to pull out, I would while I sit here. But we're as guilty of that as the next guy. But, Daryl, refresh my memory. What's the deal with your throat? Well,
I've been battling throat cancer for about 2.5 years, and I went through all the radiation and all the chemo, and they got it down to one little spot still in my voice box that can only be removed if they remove my voice box.
Oh, man, I don't know if I
ain't going to do it until I have to.
I don't blame you, Daryl.
And after I talked to you last time, the next day somebody called and said they wished that I would do it. I remember hearing them, and you were supposed to give them my number, and they were going to call me, and he never called.
Well, we did.
I did give it to them,
and they just didn't call.
Yeah.
So
that's
on them.
It wouldn't change my mind anyway.
Well, nobody should change your mind because they don't know the whole situation, and only you can decide that stuff for yourself. But I wish you the best. I hope you get your voice back.
Thank you, Frank, and I listen every day, and I'm AM in the PM.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Daryl.
Love you guys.
All right, we love you too.
That's good. Hey, you know that Josh in the back? That Josh that works with Steve Cochran and
I've heard of
in the afternoon. Remember the one that likes
he filled in
wieners.
He likes to draw male genitalia.
Textbooks, yeah.
He likes to draw men's wieners.
He brought in this little fact about the song "I Will Always Love You." It was used as Saddam Hussein's re-election theme song in 2002. How about that?
I wonder if she knew about that.
Oh,
well, he didn't use they couldn't do anything about it because he used an Arabic version by a Syrian star. So,
but that sounded great.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. I'll have to find a copy of that and listen to
it. I'd love to hear that. We have to take our first commercial break. It's for Schaefer Auto Body Centers. It's Schaefer Auto Body is an advertiser that's been on this show for... I'm really bad about tracking time, but I'd say 12, 13 years.
At least.
Easily, yeah. And I'd like to think we're responsible for hundreds, thousands, make it thousands of vehicles that have been run through the body shop and had the work done properly, who otherwise might have not been thrilled to death with the work. And I've had, in years past, I've had body work that I thought I was happy with. You pick up the car, and then you get home, and then in a street light or moonlight or a certain kind of light, you go, wait a minute, this doesn't match, and I can see where they did this or that. That's not going to be an issue with Schaefer. They've got very, very sophisticated equipment and computers, and they can match paint. You know, you take a brand new vehicle and then take that same vehicle 5 years old, even if the thing was garaged and waxed and washed, the paint is not exactly the same because it oxidizes, even if it's minimal. And in a certain light, you're going to see that. They know how to duplicate that five-year-old paint or 1 month old paint if you're unfortunate enough to have an accident when you just got the car. And I've heard those horror stories, too. I've heard of, I have actually talked to people who have driven a car home from the dealership and had a wreck on the way home. Didn't even get the car home. It was brand new. Schaefer, doesn't matter. Old car, new car, truck, no matter what size, make, model. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Seven locations, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Let's go check the highways with Tim Weiland. He's in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Tim?
Hi, Dan. I gotta tell you something.
Yes.
You know, 54 years old, I've been around, done a lot, heard a lot of things. But on the way in here, when you guys were talking about Dolly Parton, I've never heard boobs mentioned as, what were they, fun sacks?
Fun bags. Fun bags, really?
Fun bags, yeah. Oh,
Tim, you're a shelter, buddy.
You learn a lot on this show, Tim, especially from Peon.
It's a large morning show in the afternoon, another first.
Oh, I got a bunch of them.
We introduced fun bags, thanks to Peon.
Milk sacks.
10 years ago. Milk sacks, sweater meat.
You want some more? I got a whole list here.
You ever call them happy sacks?
Well, fun bags, happy sex.
That's essentially
By the way, we're not being disrespectful.
I know you're not.
You women can name our part anything you want to name it.
It's nothing but complimentary because I'm in awe of them.
Absolutely complimentary.
As long as I've been listening to this show, even though I'm a part of it somewhat now, I still learn something all the time from you guys.
Now, who told you you're part of this show?
Yeah.
Who misinformed you?
Okay, I'm a contractor then.
How's that traffic?
We do have an accident. It's on the ramp from westbound 44 to Vandeventer. They've got Vandeventer, that exit, partially blocked now. We have northbound 270 slowing from Olive through Page. Also, eastbound 270 is heavy between New Halls Ferry and 367. Stop and go traffic on southbound 270 from Manchester through Big Bend and westbound 40. It's that usual slowdown. Kings Highway through Clayton Skinker, Ballast through Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Nothing warms you up like soup from St. Louis Bread Company, with many choices from hearty steak chili to healthy options like all-natural chicken noodle. Enjoy soup at St. Louis Bread Company in a bread bowl or in a U-Pick too. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Thursday morning. We'll get the latest on the stock markets from Stifel Nicolaus and Scott Crothers. Plus, the political fix with Joe Manis from The Beacon. Plus, all the news, traffic, and weather you need to get to work. Join us Thursday morning.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, what are you?
I'm a senior master technician.
You've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years, thankfully.
Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change. It is an oil change, right?
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
Please proceed.
Well, it includes a brake inspection, belt and hoses check, checking your cabin filter, your air filter, tire rotation, battery test, top off all the fluids, and a multi-point inspection with a detailed report card.
All right, it certainly seems comprehensive, this works thing. What doesn't it include?
Well, that list is probably very short.
Glove compartment. You check that?
We try to stay out of your glove box.
What about my antenna?
Come see the experts at your local Ford dealer for a great value on routine service. The Works Fuel Saver Package covers everything you need for just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate. Stop by today.
If we were to sum up, you'd say the Works Fuel Saver Package includes pretty much everything for one low price.
It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack. 636-225-2553.
Get to a better place.
Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the threes, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the threes, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com. We'll get you to
a better place. American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Comfort Air is all new for 2012. At Hannah's Better Beds, their new display beds are ordered. Get a sneak peek at hannahsbetterbeds.com/550. Luxurious fabrics, new foams, including gel-infused Serifoam, and new controls from your number one Comfort Air exclusive dealer, Hannah's Better Beds. Give them a call at 314-205-1166 or visit their store in Chesterfield at 141 and Olive or click hannahsbetterbeds.com/550. Hannah's and Comfort Air. Better beds means better sleep.
0% no interest financing for 6 months with approved credit, plus downloadable coupons online at windowworldstlouis.com. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Take advantage of 0% financing and online coupons to save you even more, including windows, insulation, and siding from Window World. Save money on your new windows and your energy bills with Window World today. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Did they ever say what Grainger is?
That for the ones who get it done.
What is Grainger?
Boy, I just saw this because they built a
I
bike
heard
on American
whole commercial
Chopper.
And I don't even know what it is.
It's something construction related.
Okay. Yeah.
When you need to get something done, they're the ones that get it done.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they've been a little clearer on what they sell. Linda's been holding much longer than I would have held. Linda, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Hi, I'm AM and the PM.
Well, that's good to hear.
I got something in the mail this morning that made me think of you immediately.
Okay, was it?
I know you love shiny things and things that light up, and you love watches.
Oh, yeah, like lights and watches.
Yeah, this, I got one of those little packets of men's stuff from Hey Band. It's like Blair. They have the mail order catalogs.
Okay.
Okay. In fact, Ian could probably bring this up online right now at heyband.com. I haven't checked because I'm computer inept.
Is it H-E-Y-B-A-N-D?
H-A-B-A-N-D.
Oh, H-A-B-A-N-D. Okay.
B-A-N-D. Hey Band.
Never heard.
Band. All right.
Just, okay. Just like a country band. Hey Band. Okay. .com.
Right.
And Grainger is a part supplier for a lot of construction stuff.
Okay.
No, thanks, they're Renner. Not. They're thanks. Clothing.
I know.
Dan does so well. He derailed our conversation by going back to something else. Will you go right ahead, Linda?
Okay.
Hey
go,
Band.
Go to when you get on heyband.com. I'm sure you can bring up Face Free Watch. It's hyphenated. Face Free is hyphenated.
Okay.
And then Watch.
All right.
And for $30, you can get this little toy. It literally looks like an expansion watch band, mm-hmm. but the LCD numbers are in the band.
Whoa.
Oh, that's yeah. Cool. I see it right now, and I think I've seen that before.
Yeah, now you have to push a button to make it light up. Remember those early digital watches where you had to push the button to light them up?
Sure, like the first one was Pulsar.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, apparently this is how it works. It comes with extra links in case you have a bigger wrist.
It sounds feminine to me, though. Does it?
No,
look...
It's a man. If you look at the picture of it, it's made like a man's watch band.
Okay.
And I imagine a woman could wear it.
So the band is actually the watch. The watch is part of the band.
The band is the watch. Yeah.
It looks like those alarm clock numbers. The red ones with the.
Hey, that's pretty different.
Yeah, I kind of thought you'd like that.
And what a great idea, great gift idea for somebody for birthday or something, totally different.
If you buy more than one, you get a few bucks off,
Well.
So I just thought you'd like to see that. I thought you'd enjoy that.
I'll take a look. I appreciate it.
Okie dokie. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, if I were Linda, you know what I'd do? I'd buy me one. I'd buy it and send it to me as a gift.
Hey, yeah.
Because the show is free.
That's
pay.
True.
If you start thinking about the hours and hours of entertainment, what do you pay
goodness.
To go to a 2-hour concert? I mean,
$75.
She ought to get me one. Give it to me as a gift. I bet that's what she's going to do. I'll act surprised when it comes.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it. Quickly, Rich. How are you, Rich?
I'm AM at the PM.
That's the way I'd be.
Hallelujah. Well, when you were doing your plug for Schaefer, you mentioned something about it. You were unlucky enough to. Wrecked your car within the first few days after taking delivery of it.
Right.
I witnessed somebody never even got off of the dealership lot.
Oh my goodness, they wrecked the car on the lot?
They had just signed all the paperwork, took delivery of the car,
oh my
and was
goodness.
In the driveway trying to make a right-hand turn on the Manchester Road.
Oh.
Somebody on Manchester Road traveling east lost control of their car, jumped up over the curb, and hit them broadside at about 40 miles.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Man. That's a bad day. That is a bad day. You're so excited. I can't wait to get my new car home to show it to my wife or my husband.
You have to get another car then. You have to think, this wasn't supposed to be. Oh. I have to change now.
Yeah, wow. That wasn't meant to be. Right.
I don't know, but it. And I went back a couple, 3 or 4 days, for 3 or 4 weeks later, and was talking to one of the salesmen just to see if I could find out if that poor guy did actually get a new car, that the other fellow's insurance, just gave him a new car because it probably only had 2 or 3 miles on it, or how it turned out. Nobody knew.
No, not unless it was totaled. I can tell you right now, unless it was totaled, no. They didn't give a new car. They got it fixed, repaired it, and they won't give it. I know from another experience a friend of mine had, they won't give you a new car. That car is yours. You were driving out. You had a wreck. Didn't matter if it was 2 minutes or 2 months later. They took it in the body shop, and they fixed it up, probably.
There wasn't a person in that dealership who did the deal for that poor guy. There was nobody in there.
That's a bad day. Rich, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. I am very, very happy with the fact that we're now getting response, and the folks at NeoGraft are getting response. And I knew this would be a slow start because this is just not, well, first of all, not everybody listening is interested in hair transplantation, but you may have somebody in your family. Let me talk about women for a second, because I'm seeing more and more of this for some reason. And I'm not talking about chemotherapy that makes your hair fall out. I'm talking about the sad women that I see whose hair is so thin you can see their scalp. I mean, that has to be a horrible thing for a woman. It's traumatic enough for a guy who's 40, 45, and you're talking average 40 to 60 years of age, the average customer that goes in for the NeoGraft process. I understand it. Even though I've been bald forever, I still can understand why. If you're used to having a full head of hair, if you think there would be a way to get that hair back, not the old hair, it's gone, goodbye, but new follicles that will grow and thrive where the old ones were, there is a way. Now, like anything else, like LASIK for your eyes or any other procedure, there are people who don't qualify. I don't qualify for this procedure. They'll tell you that in your free consultation, and they'll be very honest with you. I'm sure they would love to have had my money to do this procedure, but they're not going to tell you that you're a candidate if you're not. It's NeoGraft, NeoGraft. It is the latest, greatest way to have hair transplanted where there is no hair, but you wish you still had hair. It's done at the Lifestyle Center in Clayton. That's the only place in the state of Missouri where they do it. They do it in other parts of the country. They charge by the hair, by $5.50 per hair. Now, I don't think anybody's ever gone in there and said, give me three hairs. You'd look like, what is that, Tweety Bird?
Yeah.
Three hairs sticking on top of his head? I don't think anybody's going to do that.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah, Homer. I don't think anybody wants that. You're going to do 1,000, 2,000 hairs. But you need a consultation. That's all we ask, the first step. Make a list before you go. Every question you could possibly have about this procedure. And they'll be happy to answer them. And one of the people you're going to be dealing with is Dr. Richard Moore, who is the head of this whole operation at the Lifestyle Center. He had the procedure. He has hair where he didn't have hair. So the website's the place to start, neograftstl.com. That's neograftstl.com.
It's a good time to be a Blues fan.
Clark's a monster. He's got it all.
To the front, Cuervo, and what a save!
I think Elliott's a beast.
Great pass to Boyle. Oh! Highway robbery by Elliott!
Goalies are fantastic. You got one of the best ones in Halak, and Elliott has been an excellent surprise for the team.
The games have been great, nail-biters, and we're getting the wins.
Get four tickets and four Blues hats with the Thursday Hat Pack at stlouisblues.com.
Pay attention, because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
Hi, it's the roofer again for Lane House Construction. Our company specializes in exterior remodeling, including roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Lane House is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a 7-time Super Service Award winner for Angie's List. We're fully licensed and insured. If your house has been hit by hail or strong wind, please give us a call. We'll come out, do a thorough inspection, go over the results with you. If you have damages, we can help you through the entire process. So give us a call area-wide at 866-546-ROOF or on the web at thestlroofer.com.
At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level to help remove deposits so your car runs cleaner. It's one more way they make gasoline work harder for you.
This is KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550 and KTRS.com.